In this week's Parsha, Parshas Bo, we are introduced for the first time to the Parsha of Tefillin. It is just one out of the Tariq Mitzvahs, but when we think about a boy becoming Bar Mitzvah, meaning on the day that a boy takes on himself the chiv of Tariq Mitzvahs, there seems to be a tremendous amount of attention given to Tefillin. Although it is the first time he's doing this mitzvah as a mitzvah, we could say the same about most of the mitzvahs that he's doing on that day. It's the first time he's doing that mitzvah as a chiyuv. And so the question becomes, why this focus on tefillin as opposed to any of the other mitzvahs, especially because he becomes a bar mitzvah at night and he can only put on tefillin the next day. So where's our huge celebration about him making a bracha or really, literally, any of the other mitzvahs that he's doing as a bar mitzvah? So we want to take this question to delve a little bit more deeply into the mitzvah of tefillin. The purpose, the primary purpose of Torah mitzvahs, is to take a person's guf, his physical body, and to elevate it to a spiritual level, to envelop yourself in avodas Hashem, and to become something better, something purer, something closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take our neshama and turn it into the primary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to do the mitzvahs for his sake. He's not asking us to do the mitzvahs because he needs something for us. He's asking us to do the mitzvahs because that's how we become spiritual beings, by doing those mitzvahs. That's why it says, Kol hamalamed es ben chaver Torah, anyone who teaches his friend's child Torah, kilu yoldai, meaning a Rebbe becomes almost like a parent. Because by learning Torah, by becoming Torah, a person is changed into a different person. He is not the same person that he was before, meaning he's been created as something new. As a child, before he learns Torah, he has no das, no form. And by learning, he becomes a something. And therefore, teaching Torah to someone is like giving birth to that person. And so when a person becomes a bar mitzvah, we want to emphasize to him, what is the purpose of this all of responsibility that you've taken on yourself? What is the purpose of doing all these mitzvahs? It's not actions that we're doing to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although it does. The reason we're doing these mitzvahs is because Hashem tells us to do them because it will purify us. These mitzvahs that you're going to do are going to purify you, are going to elevate your guf to become something else. And while this is true of all the mitzvahs, this is the only mitzvah where a person actually puts the mitzvah on his guf, without any mechitza. There can't be any barrier between the tefillin and the guf, to show that the person and the mitzvah are one and the same. We become one entity. And this is what we're telling him. Become one with the mitzvah. Allow the mitzvah to penetrate and become you. And we can ask, there are other mitzvahs that we put on the guf, for example, tzitzis. But tzitzis is a different type of mitzvah because tzitzis, although we're noyeg, the boys and men are noyeg to wear it at all times, really it's a mitzvah of opportunity, meaning when a person is wearing a beged with four corners, he has to put tzitzis on that beged. Firstly. Secondly, there could be a mechitza between the tzitzis and the guf, and tzitzis is entirely, then tefillin is entirely on the guf without a mechitza, without any barrier. And of course, the most essential mitzvah that becomes part of the guf is a bris milah, but it's almost always done by then. And also, this is a mitzvah that is done by others to the child, whereas tefillin is the first mitzvah he can do that puts it on himself. Although, parenthetically, we can talk about the mitzvah bris milah, the bracha that we give by the bris, and perhaps we are alluding to this idea, but the bracha we give by the bris is k'shem shenichnas lebris, the same way he came into the bris, ken yikones l'teira l'chupa l'masim tovim. He should also relate to Torah, he should get married, and all the mitzvahs and the masim tovim that he does should be like the bris, which we could say now with our new understanding that the purpose of the mitzvahs is to purify the guf. Then a bris, which is essentially just a cut, but what it does is it changes the entire guf and turns him into a Jew. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. He becomes something entirely different with the bris. So too, this child should grow to a place where the Torah, the chuppah, the masim tovim, everything that he does, every mitzvah, every lima Torah he does actually changes him, the same way that this mitzvah of the bris milah essentially changed him into a different person. In the Sefer Kol Yehuda, it asks a question. on what it says in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Heve Oz Kanomer, Kal Kanesha, Rotzka Tzvi, Gibor Kari, gives all kinds of qualities and says you should be have strength like the Nomer, like the leopard, Kal Kanesha, you should be quick like the eagle, Rotzka Tzvi, you should run as fast as the Tzvi, as the deer, Gibor Kari, and as strong as the lion. And the question is, why do we need an example for each one? Why can't we say, be strong, be quick, be brave? Why do we need the animals to give us the example? Why is it Oz Kanemar, be as brazen, as brave as a lion, as a leopard? What does that give us? And the answer that it brings is that each of these animals, the quality that we're accentuating is their nature, meaning that a leopard doesn't have to work on being Oz, of having Oz, of being brazen. He is so in his nature. The eagle is Kal because that's what he is. He is Kal, he is quick. So what we're trying to say is, Yehuda ben Tema is saying, Heve az kanamer kal kanesher, take these qualities and bring them into yourself so they become intrinsic to who you are, the same way that they are intrinsic to these animals. Make these midos our midos so that they become second nature. When we do a mitzvah, it should become who we are. And this is how the Aruch Chaim translates the pasuk, Im b'chukaisai telechu, if you walk in my mitzvahs, and my chukim. And what he says is that when we look at someone who do the mitzvahs, walk with the mitzvahs. What does it mean? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Chishavti drachai, I made a cheshbon of my derech, v'ashiva raglai el edasecha, and I brought my feet to your edus, to do your mitzvahs. And the way the Mefarshim explained this is, Chishavti drachai, I had plans to go places, lots of places, but what happens is my legs bring me, my feet bring me to the Beis HaMedrash, which means that when we do the mitzvahs, it becomes such second nature to us that when we start to walk anywhere, ultimately we end up in a good place. We end up in a holy place. It's like sometimes I get into my car and if I'm not thinking, my car will just drive me to the place that I always go, in my case, to my school. But that's where my car takes me, because my car is used to taking me there, which means obviously my car is not driving itself. I'm driving there, but if I'm not thinking about it, it takes me where I naturally go. And this is what David HaMelech is saying. My feet naturally want to take me to your Beis Medrash, and that's where I'm going to go. So, Im b'chukaisai telechu, it becomes us. Im b'chukaisai, if you're doing the mitzvahs, that's the way we're going to go. That's where our feet are going to take us. We will become that. And just to take it a little bit deeper, perhaps one of the reasons we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? And the answer usually given is because tefillin is an ois and Shabbos is an ois. That means both of them are signs. And we don't need both signs. So if I have Shabbos, I don't need tefillin. But of course, what we can ask is, what's wrong with two oisies? Why can't I do two signs at the same time? And maybe the answer is that there's a remez here. And again, we're meant to do mitzvahs in this world to train our bodies to become spirituals so that we become spiritual. So that in the next world, which is only spiritual, we've brought ourselves to that level that we need to be at. And the prime symbol of this is tefillin, which takes the mitzvah and wraps our guf in the mitzvah. But in the next world, we won't need to do mitzvahs because we're already there. That means that we've become who we are going to be. And therefore, there's no need to wrap ourselves in a mitzvah or to do a mitzvah. We are already that guf is gone and we've only become the neshama. And perhaps Shabbos symbolizes the world to come, Olam Haba. We know that Shabbos symbolizes Olam Haba. It's Me'ein Olam Haba in so many ways. But in this way, we have 6 days to prepare for Shabbos. And as we know, whoever works before Shabbos will have what to eat on Shabbos. And if we don't prepare on Erev Shabbos, we won't have on Shabbos. And what the symbolism is, that whatever work we do in this world, in our Erev Shabbos, which is our years that we live on this world, we'll have the Suda in the next world. But we have to work on it in this world. So we say we need to wear tefillin the whole week, read, we need to do mitzvahs our whole life, envelop ourselves in Torah mitzvahs, doing as much as we can to purify ourselves so that when we get there and we're ready, there we won't need to do mitzvahs, we won't be able to do mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many mitzvahs, so many opportunities in this world to prepare ourselves to become the spiritual beings that we need to become. That's why we end Pirkei Avos every week by saying, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael L'Ficha Cher B'Lehem Teru Mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted L'Zakos Es Yisrael to give Schus to Yisrael, L'Zakos Es Yisrael to purify Yisrael. L'Fichach, therefore, Cher B'Lehem Teru Mitzvos. We look at the Teru Mitzvos not as obligations, but as opportunities. Opportunities to become the best people that we really want to become. And this idea of the mitzvahs being given to us, for us, to benefit us, is also seen in a conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu has with Paray. There has been a long negotiation between them. They've been going back and forth for months. Who can go and serve Hashem? For how long can they go and serve Hashem? And ultimately Paray says, I let the men go. The men should go to serve Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. It's not just the men who are going. Because Chag LaHashem Lanu. This is a Chag LaHashem Lanu, and it's for us. For us, this is a celebration. In other words, in other religions, it's about what does God need to make him happy? What do I have to do for God to make him happy? What does my God want from me? And then they make sacrifices, and they make rituals, and they do all kinds of things to make their God happy. But in Yiddishkeit, it's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although of course everything's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's about us. It's Chag LaHashem Lanu. It's a celebration for us and to benefit us, and therefore it's something we all want to do. Something we want to do, not something we have to do. And another way to say this, it's not what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us, but what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us? And I'll end with a thought from the Pesach Seder, which is what the question of the Rasha, Maha Avoda Azais Lachem, what is all this hard work? Why do you have to do all this hard work? And what the Rasha doesn't get is this hard work is not something we have to do. It's something that we want to do. The mitzvahs envelop us. They create us. They turn us into the best kind of people, the people we ultimately want to become.